Paul McCartney, Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. Finally, we get to the adorable adoptable this week. His name is Porter. He's a 2-month old. And what do we think that Porter is? What is he mixed with? Because I look at him and I see St. Bernard in him. But they said that he
is... Well, that is kind of what that mountain dog, that Burmese mountain dog.
Burmese, is that what they say that he's mixed with? And I think Bobby said a little bit of beagle?
They think so, yeah. I think probably more mountain dog is what I would believe.
I look at this guy and he is enormous as a puppy, only 2 months old. He's a male. His name is Porter. He's got gold. He's got brown. He's got white. And
Wait a minute, I didn't catch that. That dog was 2 months old?
Yeah, he's 2 months old.
That's definitely more mountain dog than it is beagle.
Yeah. I mean, his paws are huge. He's enormous. He looks like he weighs 75 pounds, and he's just this ball of love and fur. But he's all these multicolors. He's gold, he's brown, he's white, and he's black. And his fur is so soft, and he's got that nice rounded hair and floppy ears, little button nose, big eyes, and he just set him there. It's like a bag of grain, like a bag of sand. You flop him on your lap, and he's just... He just lays there and he just looks. You put him on the floor, he lays down. You pick him up, you throw him over your... I mean, you could take this dog anywhere.
Oh my God, at 2 months, that little thing's... his legs still aren't even sure underneath of him yet.
No.
Carrying all that weight. I didn't realize he was that little. I thought that was a 4 or 5 month old dog.
No, I think Bobby said yesterday that he's a 2 month old dog.
His name
is Porter. He's being fostered right now. So if you want to adopt him, you got to get down there early today. You can see the video. It's on Facebook. He is really, really, really beautiful. And because of his age, because of his appearance, because he's going to be large, and because of his demeanor, he's gone.
Yeah, he will be gone immediately. Immediately.
And didn't you, what is the girl's name that fostered this dog that fostered Stella?
Jen.
Jen.
Yeah, Jen is her name. She fosters the little ones, or is one of them that fosters the little ones that come in there. Had Stella, the little dog I just got for our home.
Your pocket poochie.
Yep, little Havanese puppy. And we got her at 3 months old, so she was a baby too. So she
takes these dogs home.
And she's fantastic. She introduces them. She has dogs of her own, so they've already played with other dogs and are familiar with that. And I think she's got a cat, you know, so they're familiar with other animals already.
But she takes them home with her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like living with these dogs.
Oh, yeah, which I don't know how they do that. Could you imagine that, how hard that would be?
You got to give it back.
Oh, man, there'd be no way I could give that dog back at the end of that. If I kept it for 2 weeks or longer, there'd be no way.
He is beautiful. And again, he'll come vaccinated. He'll come neutered.
Yeah.
He's going to be up to date on all the vaccinations and all that, plus chipped absolutely free. Dana, how do we do this today? Because we don't have a code for him because he's being fostered. Mm-hmm. So how do they ask for Porter?
So I know that Jen is going to be at the shelter today. So you can go in person and talk to her. You can always call Front Street, and I have the phone number. It is 916-808-7387.
Okay, and you'll post that online, too.
Yeah, it's already posted on the blog.
Okay.
Or you can email her and inquire about him that way as well.
Okay, but and he is down at Front Street so people can view him.
I believe he is down there today. Yeah, I think that's what she said on the video.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
Yeah, they bring him to work with them.
Okay, so they go home and they go back and forth with
them. They keep them in like these in the little cages underneath their desk, and they stay right there by them while they're working. It's pretty cute, dude.
I want you to look at this dog. This is, again, we always talk about every week we find something great about these animals. I can't wait to see this boy, this 2-month-old boy named Porter. I want to see him 3 years from now.
Like grown up?
I want to see what he grows into because he's such a beautiful, beautiful animal, and he's so young. If you look at the video, get down there early today because I guarantee he's going to go quick, and this is going to grow into an amazing full-grown dog.
Is a Burmese, and I didn't Google it yet, so I don't know, but is a Burmese mountain dog, is that like a St. Bernard sized animal?
Yeah, they're really big. They are herders, and they're stealthy walkers, and they guard sheep, and they like the mountain terrain. To turn that around,
a Burmese mountain dog is Cujo.
Kind of.
Ish.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like big like that. That's what they're shaggy looking. It looks like it's a mix between a St. Bernard and something, like an Alaskan sheepdog or something. Doesn't it?
Alaskan sheepdog. I didn't know they had sheep in Alaska.
I didn't either.
Wow. But
I'm an Australian sheepdog.
Idiot. Such an idiot.
Oh, they got them sheep up there that love the snow.
Why do you think they have wool? But yeah, they are beautiful dogs, but they're very stealthy and they're very herding.
Yeah.
They're herd animals.
Yeah, they're herd animals. They are. They're like the helper dogs, man. You know? Yeah. They're just going to love you. They'll be a great family dog. It's a big boy, though.
And how beautiful would that be? You get that little wood cask, and you put that belt on his neck, you know, and he carries around your whiskey. They're beautiful, beautiful dogs. They are hairy, but they're very, very calm. They're big, and they love to herd, but they're relaxed. So check him out. He's waiting for you on Facebook. Go down to Front Street today. Get all the details. Take him home. His name is Porter.
Dog and Joe.
Dog and Joe.